Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
That was weird. I went to press record and it said no card in camera, but there was a card in my camera. So I took it out and I put the card back in and it still said no card in camera.
Wait.
And now it's good?
Are you good though?
I had to put a new card in.
Don't scare Zane like that. That just threw him into a funk. You know,
worse nightmare than a episode that's gone. Oh boy.
But we're good now. Everything's rolling.
Good, good.
Yes, sir.
Y'all doing?
Good. I just woke up 15 minutes ago.
It's an early episode for us.
It is. It's also really a rainy morning too.
It's quite bleak.
You're quite bleak. Mood bleak. No, it's raining a lot. Like all the Danielle's dresser came in yesterday, and I can't grab it. I can't bring it in myself because my leg is still. I need one more person to bring it in, but it got drenched,
soggy.
Oh no,
drenched. But like that layer does not cover. It will not like protect a wood. Piece, right?
Depending on the dresser, sometimes it could be like wrapped in plastic as well. Underneath
there
the cardboard.
Yeah, another thing.
It has to be another thing under it. Yeah, but it
depends.
We'll see.
Where'd you get it from?
Probably somewhere where they don't double package it.
Maybe. I don't know.
It ain't no restoration hardware, you know? Yeah, so I'm hoping that that's not ruined right now.
I saw a car spun the wrong way on the highway this morning.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah, I thought I was going to be late to this because my drive went from like 10 minutes to it jumped to like 35 just out of nowhere. And we were sitting in like standstill traffic.
Uh-oh.
And I was like, what the fuck is happening? And then finally, after 10 minutes of sitting there, we finally started to move. And there were like, there was one car that was completely facing the wrong way on the highway, blocking about two lanes. And then there was another car whose like front end was like bent sideways in, and it legitimately looked like one car pit maneuvered another.
Oh
yeah,
it's crazy when you see a car crash. It's always in an angle where the cars are now at. You're like, how did they end up there? How did that even happen? Yeah.
Do you also get like anytime I see a crash happen, not like someone else's, I see it, goosebumps run through my entire body. It's the craziest thing.
Yeah,
it's
I get a really weird feeling, I
shiver and I'm like, oh wow, it's like this mm-hmm. like thing that we just humans, we can't like if we see something like that, it makes us shiver.
Yeah.
Oh man,
I don't think I've ever seen a car accident with my own eyes.
Really?
Like I thought about that the other day too.
I've seen videos of car crashes and stuff, but like
I've never seen
person,
like a really really bad one. Just like small bumps where you're like, oh
yeah, a little maybe like a little fender bender here and there, but like a severe crash, no. But I see.
I'm always like a second late.
Yeah,
I told you the one that I saw on like it was like I think on Riverside or something like a few years ago. Remember when I was like. Remember when I called you? He was like, bro, I just got out of a crazy accident where I was like, you know, you look behind you and boom, 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 like you just missed it.
Oh,
I saw that one. But you know what? I wouldn't even say I saw it with my own eyes. I saw it through a mirror. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if that counts. I thought that was crazy. I was like, whoa. That was one of those moments where like, if I left 10
a
seconds
second
later. Yeah. Insane.
I saw my mom get hit. It was one of my moms and we were driving to drop one of their cars off at the mechanic. And so my other mom was following us.
Oh no.
And this guy like started to cross the lanes and my mom that I was in the car with managed to swerve out of the way. And I remember like turning through the back window to see like, what the fuck is this guy's problem? And he smashed headfirst into my other mom's car.
Oh, my, oh, that's gotta be.
That was terrifying.
Then he got to go to the mechanic for both cars now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Dude, head to head on is terrifying.
Yeah.
So scary.
Both speeds like that. Mm-mm.
I've never been in a car with like airbags even like go off either. I'm worried that would freak me out more than the own car accident. I'm worried like an airbag would just cause an instant heart attack.
Just boom.
like it's just this double fear.
I mean, since we're on it, I mean, I never wanted to talk about this because it was like kind of scary, but like I could talk about it now. My mom's okay. But my mom like a few months ago, got into a really, really bad accident. Her car completely rolled over.
Your mom?
No way.
You didn't tell us about this?
I didn't want to say anything because just because like I just didn't want to.
Yeah, all respect.
My mom was like completely fine. She was very bruised on like a side. But my mom said like, thank God she was in shape. Because she was able to like take that really. And also because she's seen so many accidents with her own eyes and has had to pull people out of cars. I think that just like,
kicked into like
fight or flight mode and knows how to handle the situation.
Yeah, but it was the guy's fault. She like backed out of backed out after being under stress. She backed out and then she went on the road and the guy just did not see her. It was at night. Boom.
Oh.
Hit her and her car flipped over. But I think she's so good now. Scary. She like his insurance like paid for everything and got a new car. Shit. She just got the car like a month before.
Yeah.
Completely totaled.
She get the same car again?
Same exact car.
She
loved it. She was like, I wanted the same car. I was so sad. So I got the same exact car, but she's like, it's not the same for some reason. It's the same year, same, but it's just like, feels like a different car. I was like, it will.
I have such a fear of like causing an accident or that I'm not paying attention and that I'm going to do something dumb. Even though I am focused, I am not on my phone, but I'm overthinking it all the time that like, oh, I don't want to hit that person or oh, like reminding myself to stay fully conscious all the time while I'm driving is like, I have this constant fear that I'm going to forget to pay attention.
Yeah.
Though I am so locked in. Because the worst is just a dumb bump where you're just not paying attention. Yeah. And I don't want that to happen.
Yesterday, yesterday I saw a dumb bump. Yesterday I was actually on my way to... I do laser, like, you know, hair laser removal. I do it on my cheek because it grows so quick and it looks like I have fucking blackheads like because I don't like shit. I hate shaving,
especially the cheek.
I get it lasered like once a month and they say after 8, you're good. Like you never have to worry about it. I was like, I honestly didn't even know that shit existed until I got my first one. I was like, all right. I was on my way there and I just see this guy try to back into his fault. Boom!
No.
Hit a truck so hard, like while parking, like parallel parking. And I was like, damn, I'm late to my appointment. But like, I just wanted to see that whoever's truck that was to come out and just see that interaction. Mm. But that I saw with my own eyes. But you know, that wasn't, to me, it wasn't an accident. It was a one person accident because you're hitting like something parked.
Did you see the girl who just got pulled over for supposedly texting and driving?
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Oh, with one arm?
Dude, she got pulled over and she was like recording the whole interaction. She goes, and you saw me holding the phone in my right hand. And he was like, yeah. And she goes, how is that possible?
No. She doesn't show the cop.
She has footage of the cop.
No. She has footage of the cop, but she doesn't show the arm to the cop because she's going to fight.
I know. Yeah, afterwards. Yeah. Afterwards in the video, she's like, she didn't have a hand.
You know what? I love that she didn't show the cop.
I know. To me, she knew she was going to be fighting that.
Exactly.
He shows up to court and is just like, what? My bad.
That's the one speeding ticket court or the like ticket case that you want to show up to.
Yeah. I want to watch it so bad.
Yeah. And it's so funny because a lot, like there's been a couple times where I thought like, where I got like a wrong, like unwrongful tickets. Is that how you say it?
Sure, it's unwrongful.
Yeah. Like tickets where I was like, I'm gonna fight it, and then the cop will show up to the court to the case, which is crazy. So I feel like a lot of times these cops like know they're not 100% sure, but they know they could just show up to court, and then do they get penalized for that?
If the cop doesn't show up, it gets dropped.
Okay, but what if they have all the footage? Like, he doesn't show up, but he goes, okay, here's the SD card of the whole interaction. I also have, like, not only the body cam, but the dash cam as well. Like, can they submit all the evidence and that is still, like, done in court, but because they're not there, it gets dropped? I don't know. I just feel like they could probably now, with all the technology they have.
The cop is a direct eyewitness to the, like,
to
the crime. So it's, if he doesn't show up and he's the one that saw the phone in her right hand, then how the hell are they going to like, you can't like fight it.
True.
Right.
It's impossible. But this one, I can't wait. And you know, she recorded too. She's like, because I'm going to get 3 more TikToks out of this.
she ate that shit up. She was like,
dude, even non-social media people, they think like social media people now because they're like, oh my God. this is going to do so well for me.
Yeah. It's so funny.
And now I have a few more, and I could possibly be a social media influencer after this.
Okay, so Google says in most court cases, the police officer must appear in order in person to testify, as their testimony forms the basis of the prosecution's case. If the officer fails to appear, the case is often dismissed due to insufficient evidence.
But they can sometimes submit evidence via a trial by written declaration.
Oh.
There you go.
I just learned that in the county, like LA County, you don't have to pay red light tickets. Like
what?
Yeah. It can't go on your record. They can't force you to pay it. It can't like go against your credit score if you don't pay it. And the reason they don't tell people that is because most people just pay it anyway. Right. But yeah, there's no...
Because I don't think it goes to like... It's not the police department making the money. It's like also like a private business, I think.
What, the red light district? What do you mean private business?
Red light tickets.
I just don't understand how running a red light, like that's still a crime. It's illegal to run a red light.
But sometimes they malfunction where you like turn right on red or you get stuck in the middle of the intersection and then it takes a photo. And so it's like wrong in a lot of cases.
So they just see it as, we're going to be getting a lot of wrongful.
Like people are going to pay this anyway because they see that it's a ticket.
Yeah.
And they don't know that they don't have to.
Damn.
That's crazy. And sometimes those tickets are a lot too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'll pay it because I don't want it to hit my.
Because you assume like you have to.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You have to. Or like they're going to show up at your door and put you in handcuffs. Well, good to know, Jared.
Good to know.
Good to know. Everybody listening?
We all stop paying it. We go to jail.
They all said that you don't have to pay for it. So class action lawsuit against our show.
Should we run the intro?
Let's do it.
One, two, three. It's Coffee Talk, baby.
Let's go. Almost ran the red light. Welcome back to Zane Heath Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
And we are back at it again. Back at it again with the
White Vans.
White Vans. Mm. How are they doing?
Daniel. I don't know. He had like a Flappy Bird video game or something like that, I feel like.
I was so bummed that the kid that filmed it didn't really get the praise. It was mostly the kid that was in the video. Because the kid
was the creator.
It got big because not only did he record it, but he's the one that said it. Like, he was the brains in that operation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was the funny guy. But just the good... But, you know, his friend was like... I think he was like the good-looking dude that all the girls were like, who's Daniel? Because I feel like if it was the opposite, like the kid that said it was like the good-looking kid, the other one was just like normal.
Nobody would have known.
I think that would have ran differently. That campaign would have ran differently for sure.
Campaign.
Dude, it was a campaign for Vans. Skyrocketed after that. Didn't they give the kid like free Vans for the rest of his life or something?
And I feel like he did something charitable with it too. Did he like donate all the Vans that he got as well?
Really?
I feel like that was in my head about the Vans and did he donate it and all of that.
You know, their team was like their brand new team they hired that day. They were just like, you should give it away. It'll look really good for your brand.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
We talked about the Vans logo, right?
The Vans logo?
Do you know about the Vans logo?
I know about the Nike logo.
How
but
is it
the
connected
Vans
to
logo.
Epstein's Island?
No. So the Vans logo, you know, it's like a weird V?
Yeah.
It's actually a math equation.
Oh, like the square root of something.
So it's the square root of ANS, and that is 420.
Shut up.
No way.
Fuck off.
Wait, ANS? The square root of ANS is 420? How so?
There's no way.
So, like the answer key, or like, doesn't ANS stand for answer? The square root of the answer, pun
like
related.
On a calculator, I think ANS is...
your answer.
Answer.
Oh, so you can make Vans. But it means 420?
It sounds like people noticed it after it was Because
it's like being able, when they realized you could type boobs on a calculator and turn it upside down.
Yeah.
Never mind. Scratch. Somebody did an equation to make it equal 420.
Oh,
I only saw a picture of it equaling 420.
Okay. So, but when they made the logo, they knew what they were doing.
I don't know if it was intentional that it was a square root, but then it ends up kind of looking like it.
If it wasn't intentional, that's really crazy.
Yeah,
because it's like perfect.
It was designed by the son of the co-founder of Vans.
Do you know about the Nike logo?
No.
That's a crazy
look up the
one.
History of the Nike logo, but I believe that Nike, when it was just starting off as a brand in the 80s, they went to a high school and did a logo contest for people to submit the logo. So, this was actually 1971.
A graphic design
student, Carolyn Davidson, she made the swoosh, and guess what her prize was? $35.
No way.
She only got $35 for making the design. Granted, Nike was not a huge brand at the time. They probably didn't have the money. They didn't know where it was going to go. But no, as the brand grew, you know, they still kind of like updated the logo just a little bit. But I believe in the 80s, she kind of like said, hey, this is a little messed up. So Phil Knight recognized her contribution and gave her a diamond swoosh ring and 500 shares of Nike stock, now worth millions.
Wow. Good. Thank God. Like, I mean, because a lot of times these brands will go like, all right, contest. And they'll get all these submissions of shit that would cost hundreds of thousands of dollars again. And they're getting it all for free. But like people that are sending it in are just thinking it's a great opportunity when your shit's just getting stolen and put into like a database. But that's good that like you can't get away with the shit now. People call it out so quickly when you hold this contest. They're like, we're picking the best logo design. We're picking the best idea out of the. So, yeah, no, that's
it's crazy that logo stuck that long. Like, it's just like. I feel like most brands evolve and change their logos in some way.
But Nike, it's iconic.
And they have changed it. You know, they've changed the look, but...
Yeah, there's variations of it, too, where they, like, put the text on top of the swoosh.
They've stuck with the Nike. It's perfect. Have you guys heard that? I mean, I have nothing more to say from this, but, like, the story of Nike, of how that company became...
I feel like I know a little bit, but not like I never watched the movie about it, but
I know there's like the Air Jordans, like one.
Yes.
Where like Michael Jordan took it to like the next level.
That movie was so good.
Phenomenal movie.
Such a great story. Yeah.
Michael Jordan just ruined it all though. Did you see the Daytona 500?
What'd he do recently?
Bro, that literally just happened. So you know how he's into NASCAR? He's got teams.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know he was like invested in it. Okay.
And then so one of his teams, like his driver, just won.
Wait, is this now or is this?
This is Daytona 500, like a couple days ago.
Oh, I thought this was an old video, Heath.
No, this is recent. This just happened.
Okay.
So what happened?
Here goes Michael Jordan in the bottom right corner with Tyler Reddick's son.
He's just pinching his butt? What is he doing?
And then scratching his leg.
Just.
Michael Jordan, what are you doing?
What are you? That's.
I mean,
gross.
That was straight like rubbish over there.
That was a lot, dude. Yeah. It keeps going.
Do you think at any point he stopped? He was just like, "Oh, what did I just do?"
You don't just do that. Like something. It's not like picking your nose on camera.
Basketball player playing a little grab ass locker room shit. Like he thinks that's like a way of male bonding. But he's now gotten so old. He's just thinking this child is like, "Oh, hey, giving him a little tease." Like, but what are you doing, Michael? Oh boy.
Like whose kid is that? Like he has to know
that's
this
the
kid.
Driver's son.
He has to know him very, very well, right?
I don't care how well you know a toddler.
Strange.
I'm telling you, I promise I'll never do that shit to Tony, okay? Don't ever worry about
that. If I just won a race and I'm up there accepting an award and you're behind Tony, I would fucking lose it.
But you don't even see it in person. You see a video like this come out and you're just like, you send it to me. Zane, what the fuck is this? It's AI, Heath. It's AI.
Zane, stop it.
Get some help.
Stop it.
Stop
Get
it.
Some help.
Did Frankie Muniz also compete in the Daytona 500?
No.
Frankie is a NASCAR driver, but I think he's on a different
branch of Daytona. Yeah.
I know he was in, I think he was in trucks for a while.
Okay.
And then I don't know if he ever... went to Cup Series.
Okay. I think I just saw a video of him on my TikTok like 2 days ago, and he was
he's still suited up.
Okay. He's still truck.
What's the movie that he did when he was younger? It was like that
Miracle in Lane 2.
Yeah.
Where he was like a kid in a wheelchair and he wanted to do soapbox derbies.
What a motivational movie.
I always wanted to do soapbox derbies. When I saw this movie, I was like, Mom, I want to do this. And apparently soapbox derbies like never happen in Texas. They're always in the Midwest and like Ohio and shit.
That's another thing that was like breakdancing that you thought you were going to have to do.
Yes.
I thought I was going to have to build a soapbox car at some point in my life and go race.
Ugh. It looks like a fun. I would give me a pack of beer and a soapbox derby and a lawn chair. I'd have a great ass time.
That's the type of shit that they should have in like middle school and high school as extracurricular activities. You know, like this is the type of shit that I want to see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, it gets your brain going, makes you excited for something.
Give me some soapbox.
Like what are the new crazy things that they have now as extracurricular activities in like high school now and middle school that like we never had?
Well, they have a lot of clubs.
D&D is huge right now. Mm-hmm. Dungeons and Dragons. I was talking to a buddy of mine who like works for like the brand Dungeons and Dragons, and he was saying like at Beverly Hills High School, it's like the biggest club.
Oh,
because I think also Stranger Things has like revived it. Yeah, it's like an after school activity. Like, you know, you have chess club, tennis club, ping pong club.
Yeah.
You do Dungeons and Dragons.
That's so insane.
Feel like you, like if you got into it, you'd get really into it. Like,
really?
I feel like you would love it.
It's a lot of improv too.
Mm-hmm.
Like you got to like think on your feet.
Wait, this is a computer game.
No. It's a tabletop role-playing game. It's been around since like the 80s. You have a dungeon master who starts a campaign, which is a story that they've kind of written out. Everyone plays their own type of character, and you encounter conflicts, and you roll dice, and based on like your health, your strategy, your strength, and whatever it is you're good at, that increases the probability or the unlikelihood of defeating whatever the task is. And you just keep navigating and going on this fun little campaign.
It's like in the Game of Thrones, you either win or you die.
Yes.
But like people get like really into it and build six sets in their basement or in their house. Jared, I just set you one. This guy, I don't play. But like if I had a friend that was super into it and they had this in their house, I'd be like, yo, I'm coming over.
This dude, I am obsessed with this guy.
I love it.
I've been on like the whole side of D&D.
Oh my God.
Trying to understand one, how to play it. And two, you have to find someone who is a good host, a good dungeon master.
Wait, that's
it's really
sick.
Cool.
So this is a board game. Like they play the pieces on.
Well, kind of. You're more rolling dice and you can have your characters out there and he's explaining what's going on. And you use your imagination of visualizing what's happening, but the setting can be a big game changer. Like that's just a TV that he uses.
Oh, okay, that's
and
sick.
Puts you know the environment and brings it to life.
But then like everybody comes around, you play around that, and you're like really like in it. It just like I don't know. There's something really cool about
it. Okay, I fuck with it. Okay, so
you
got to
make a character too. You got to got the D&D handbook and all this stuff. There's a lot to learn.
How are these guys like newbies? Like with new people, are they very inviting? Are they just like fuck you? You have no idea how to play this, and we're not going to spend time teaching you how to play this.
It depends on how long the campaign is. Some campaigns can last for months because you're meeting up like once a week and you're doing a chapter of it. So for a shorter campaign for a newbie, they have to like make time for you and bring you along. But you also got to commit to the full campaign. So,
bro,
do you want me to commit for a couple of months and I can report back?
If you're down, I have a buddy whose brother is a D&D, and I've been trying to ask him, like, can you please just host one night? We do like a 2-hour campaign, and I just want to understand how the game
like,
works.
Like teach how to play.
Yes, exactly. So if you're curious, I know some people. Also, Jay Walker plays it a lot.
Okay, look, and I have an outfit that I can bring too. So like, if I show up,
dude, you got to go all out.
I think they'll respect me a little bit more. It's like, okay, he actually wants to learn. Look how he dressed up today.
I've been looking at certain dice, like really nice dice that you can get, your little handbooks, your little like case that you can carry all your little trinkets with.
Oh my. So, all right, guys, anyone listening, if you know anybody in the LA area,
please invite us.
That plays this shit. Like, I mean, I would love in a perfect world, I want someone as dedicated as this kid that I really want to join because I want the best experience ever, especially if I'm going to do it for a short amount of time. But even like a smaller one, that's fine. I would love to just learn for a week and see if this is something that I want to tap myself into.
We get invited to some sketchy shit. We're like, what did we just get into?
And you're locked in, like
someone's basement.
Yeah, just if like, you don't, if you miss a meeting, you like they start like following you in SUVs.
But I just think there's something so cool about like that whole setup. Like it just looks fun.
Yeah,
they don't like they don't like go as far as LARPing and shit, right? This is just they keep this shit in the room.
LARPing is live action role playing where you're more physically getting up and hitting each other with foam noodles and swords and stuff. That's like LARPing.
Got it. They don't do that type of shit.
Tabletop role playing. Cool, I mean, you can like get in character and be your character and say things how you would say. Like all of that.
But there's a line, you know? Like there's a line. There's certain you don't want to get too.
There's a line.
Yeah.
Smosh has really, you know, Smosh?
Yeah.
They have really good videos of them as a team playing it. If you ever want to like pop it on and see how they go about doing it.
Are they like actually playing it or they're
rolling
around
their dice and they're fucking around. But it's funny because they're all like improvisers. Okay. So yeah, Smosh is like good videos if you want to like see it in action.
There's also a channel called Corridor where there are a bunch of like VFX guys and like CGI artists, and they play Dungeons and Dragons, but they animate the entire thing.
Oh,
and so it looks cool. like a movie or a show. It's really cool. But
Matt, I can't wait for our first video like this in a few months.
It would be cool to do this for like a bonus episode. Or
yeah.
Something.
Oh yeah,
like a 2-hour.
If
campaign.
We could get a dungeon master just to come, and Keith has his dice, we have our dice here, and we do like a little bonus episode, D&D game. Yeah, that would be pretty dope.
Zane wants to be the dungeon master.
I want to be a dungeon master. Dude, imagine breaking the ice at a bar. You meet a girl. She's like, oh, what do you do? I'm like, I'm a dungeon master. And she's like, a dungeon? Oh, my God. What is that? It's like, it's not what you think, baby. It's not like that dark stuff. It's a role play. Oh, and she's like, what?
I don't think you're making it sound better. No, it's not like that. It's role play.
It's role play. Do people make... All right. Do people can people make money?
Zane, it's not
this?
About money. It's not about people have hobbies.
I'm just no
people
no.
Zane's going to Vegas, going where's the D&D
wait,
table?
Zane trying to make a quick
guys,
buck on the
guys,
side.
I'm trying to learn all. Like I don't know. Like obviously people do this for fun on the side. I'm saying, but do people make money off this? Like is there like a you know how people are gamers? They're making money.
Oh yeah, sure. Like, there's live streamers on Twitch. Playing D&D all the time.
Got it. And they're like, this is their like bread and butter. They play Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah.
As, okay.
Sure. Like, sure. You can profit off making content. I don't know if you play for money. I mean, yeah. If you wanted to be with friends, it is a dice game and like, yeah, maybe there's prize money at the end, but
yeah, why can't you? You know, if you're going to be defending your
that's Zane's business brain going,
yeah, you know me, baby.
And Zane would like die in like the first round. It's like I'm not having fun anymore.
I'm not having fun anymore. I just lost $1,000. I'm not having no fun.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Speaking about making money, did you hear about the Girl Scout? Right now, it's Girl Scout cookie season.
I know.
Mm-hmm. And this one girl has now broken the world record of history selling of cookies. She has now sold $700,000 in Girl Scout cookies.
She's either the best,
6 years old.
She's either the best girl in the world or she is a spoiled bitch. You know, like I wonder which one it is.
But here's my thing with Girl Scout cookies. I saw a girl on TikTok say this. Right now, Girl Scouts can like sell their cookies online.
No!
Like link in bio type shit.
No!
Like, there was a girl going, you Girl Scouts out there? Uh-uh. I don't want no link in bio. You better be out there in the field.
100%.
You better be selling those Girl Scout cookies in person. I'm not clicking a link
no,
to get
fuck
these
that.
Cookies.
That's not the point of these Girl Scout cookies. Yeah. You got to find this shit in the corner of your neighborhood. You got to find this shit at your grocery store.
I want to feel outside. Pressured into buying a pack.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
It's not something you go seek out. It's just like, shit, they're on the corner. We got
to all respect to this Girl right, Scout. In every clip I've seen, she's been eating the damn cookies. She always has a box in her hand and then the box is open. I don't know if she maybe has special needs or anything. She seems an adorable little girl, but I never see her wheeling and dealing. I see a mom behind her who is just making the sales.
But no, but here's the thing. I thought when you're a big drug dealer, you don't do your own product. Remember, you don't fuck with your own product.
Don't get high on your own supply.
You don't get high on supply. So she shouldn't be around here eating these cookies on camera. Like
those new ones are fire, though. By the way,
what are
the
flavor?
The pink box. It's like a s'mores. Rocky Road. And dude, it's like an Oreo, but it's Rocky Road.
What?
Okay, they're called Explore-mores. So they're a little s'more-esque. So okay,
it's gonna explore my stomach.
Oh shit!
Explore them intestines in my body. Oh, that's good. Nice. That's nice. Okay. And I love the color. They're going a little bit more nude, a little bit more earthy. I love the...
Careful with the word nude and Girl Scouts.
I know. Honestly, Heath, that was like the first thing I thought of. I was like, great. That's going to be taken out of context. not enough cream.
That was a little stingy. Ooh, on the cream in this image right now we're looking at.
Hey, all right. You see, that's when they start caring more about money than the customers. You know what I mean? They're like, how can we save money on these cookies? We're going to put a drop of cream in
but
there.
But did y'all hear what the damn grand prize is for this girl selling all these Girl Scout cookies?
Please tell me it's something
more
good.
More cookies.
I'll say this. It's a free trip, but guess where the free trip is to? It's
Disney?
Not, no, it's not Disney. Not Disney. Not even Space Camp, man. The free trip is to Niagara Falls.
Okay.
No. She's selling $700,000 worth of Girl Scout cookies and you get a free trip to Niagara Falls. What are you going to go do, though? Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum out there?
What the fuck is that?
That is a racket. I want my college paid for if I sold that many Girl Scout cookies. I want stock. I want stock.
Like a Phil Knight to the girl. I want a diamond Girl Scout cookie.
Yes. I want my own badge.
Can you look up how many of these of these boxes are sold every year? From all like
millions.
Who makes them again? Isn't it Keebler?
I think there's two divisions. Like the country's divided on Girl Scout cookies. But it's the
always
same.
Divided into.
Because I know that Samoas are called Caramel Delights in other places, and Tagalongs are also known as peanut butter patties in other places because the manufacturer are two separate companies, but it's the same damn recipe.
Wow. The program brings in an estimated 800 mil to a billion in revenue annually.
Ooh. Nice.
Oh, and now, guys, imagine how much more money they make now, because now that there's a link in bio, you can buy it online.
What are they spending that money on, though?
Well, they do say that 65 to 75% of the profits remaining fund local council activities and stuff. Does that make sense? Someone's still getting a cushy paycheck off of these Girl Scout cookies that they did not sell.
Where's the founder of these Girl Scout cookies? Where are they living?
I know. Nice house, Bethany. Nice house. Okay, Girl Scout cookies.
Must
all
have
right.
sold some good cookies last year, huh?
You know, that lady's just like pouring herself a glass of the finest red, overlooking the beach in her Malibu home, just like, got him, bitch.
But you know what? There's something kind of off about, there's always something dark that we got. There's something off about only hiring like younger children.
And that's not child labor law?
Yeah. Like, isn't that, there's something weird about that.
It's fundraising. That's how they call
it. I just went to the mall and they were hustling, dude. This girl comes up, Girl Scout cookies, and she was like, we take cash, card, Venmo, whatever. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me get a box.
This does say that the current CEO of Girl Scouts, her net worth is only $500,000.
Okay.
Oh,
modest.
I don't believe that shit.
Never mind.
Eat my ass. Yeah, that she reports.
Was she a Girl Scout herself? She better have had all the badges to deserve that position. Yeah. If it's like she never was a Girl Scout once in her life.
And she better be out there in the field at all times.
Boy, Cub Scouts, though, we had to sell just popcorn. And we didn't even
and
have the popcorn. But we had, and cookie dough.
Yeah.
But we never had the popcorn nor the cookie dough on us. We have to be like, you want it in a couple of weeks?
Yeah, that never made sense.
Plus shipping
me.
And handling.
Yeah, my brother used to do that.
Oh,
he
hated
it. He used to do the cookie dough one. He would go door to door with the cookie dough. I'm like, why are you wasting your time?
Oh, I hated it. And going up to just like homes where I'm like, damn, this person just wants me off their front porch instantly.
Yeah.
Just being alone as a child by yourself.
Just being a bother.
Parents waiting in the car around the block. Just.
And imagine just footage of me trying to sell these cookies on every property. Like, there's going to be footage. Ring camera. It's just getting me every time. No, it's like an audition every time. Just scared that one day I'm going to go viral because I fucked up on my sales pitch.
Yeah, my mom would just take it to her work and just go around and be like, come on,
You know, we got to do what we got to do.
She would just get those sales
for me. It's
yes,
for my son.
Absolutely.
My son is really.
You got to support.
He's trying to win the trip to Niagara Falls.
She was never a Girl Scout herself. You were a never.
Liar.
How do you get that? How do you get that job if you were never a Girl Scout?
She was the CEO of Curves, like the like women's only gym. So she was like in a position of empowering women before.
Okay. I'll allow it. But like, I feel like that's the one thing on the resume that should get you the job is that you were a Girl Scout.
Is there any pictures of her with the Girl Scout cookies as herself? Like, is she in the field? Like, is she
on the front lines?
Is she on the front lines?
Oh, and she's run 8 marathons. Good for her.
While these little girls are getting America fat, she's running marathons.
Oh,
I don't know.
And she's wearing like the whole green jacket. Like she's one of like, you know, the elite Girl Scouts.
You know what? You know, whatever. You know, I respect her.
Yes.
I just hope you're doing good out there, Susan Barchkowski. I hope you're doing
Bonnie.
Good.
Bonnie Bar.
Where did I get Susan
Barchkowski,
from?
I think. Heath, baby, speaking of, well, not, we weren't even talking about babies.
Well, I know you're babies.
You're in the world of baby products. Did you hear about the brand Frida Baby?
Frida, Matt, I was going to bring that up because there was stuff that we had from them, from our registry. And Mariah comes up to me the other day and she was like, you know that brand Frida? I was like, yeah. She goes, you're not going to believe this. They just got exposed for like all their marketing and everything. I was like, well, what's like the marketing? I've seen the brand, but I never really like.
Can we explain what Frida Baby is?
Frida Baby is I would say very popular
like
millennial baby product brand, baby products, postpartum products, the whole nine yards of what they provide. And it's good quality products. People will say like Frida Baby's really good, but they posted one of their rectal thermometers for their babies, which is once again, a common product for babies to take a very accurate temperature. So they decided to post a picture of this product with this caption saying, this is the closest your husband is going to get to a threesome.
It gets worse. Matt, it gets worse.
No.
And then people started.
Where was this put on?
Like, I believe their Instagram.
Their Instagram. And then also their packaging says all this stuff. Matt, Jared, go to the TikTok I sent you. It's got like a full layout of a lot of them. Dude, it is... This one is really bad, Matt. Did you see this?
No. There's no
go back.
Way. There's
go
no
back.
Way.
Go back. Pause that.
There's no way. There is no way.
So this is from January 2020 or April 2020. Goes, what happens when you pull out too early?
There's no fucking way, bro. There's
Zane, it's
no
insane.
And I believe for one of their pacifiers, they had some that said like power sucker on it too. Like people have now been like realizing what on earth is going on. Now, we don't know if this is like on... Frida Baby, like the product makers spot on their fault, or is it on like the product designers as well? You know, there's people who make all the marketing and the packaging and stuff.
Bro, clearly, just the tip is crazy.
Yeah, just the tip in quotation marks on this caption. A little game of just the tip is what got you into this mess in the first place.
Get the gunk out today.
And so, I mean, this is a huge fail on Frida Baby. And mommies, don't forget. Really, when it comes down to this stuff. So they...
Especially like in today's world, how the fuck
bro,
do you like
baby
that
baby products, I get turned on easily. Like, it's just like...
This is so unnecessary.
It's not the products to be putting innuendos on.
No. No type of innuendo.
At all. Bro, that is fucking gross.
It's giving Balenciaga.
Yeah.
Which I feel like still was not unpacked enough. When that happened,
I agree.
People are back on wearing Balenciaga like no problem, and we act like
that was crazy. Yeah, that was like so weird. Like, how the hell did that like pass through?
Is it bad? I don't even remember. I know Balenciaga had that whole thing, but I don't remember what it was.
Oh, Heath, you would have.
It was like some weird BDSM like teddies and like imagery with BDSM and like child products.
Yes,
and stuff.
That's right.
And it was.
Remember the like the campaign,
yes,
right?
Yes. Now, yeah.
It was just
that was really
very
weird too.
Dark and disturbing. And so, yeah, this whole Frida Baby thing is just imploding. I cannot believe it.
I think they put out a statement today, Frida Baby. But it's like we're making products for the parents.
No, you're not.
Yes, the parents are buying it, but it's
you shouldn't use that baby type of sexualized language promoting baby products. Like
it's not it.
Does not mesh well.
God, let's go back to when like kids were kids. It was just like
no, but the that you know? on the face like that with what happens when you
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's not funny. Like, that's, like...
Like, Heath, like, that, like, again, that type of shit, I'm just, like, send an asteroid to Earth. That's it. We got to start over. So let's see if the next round does better than us.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Speaking of sending an asteroid to Earth, did you hear that a moon mission's coming up?
Oh,
but
yeah.
We're not landing, but we're getting ready to land on the next mission, I believe. This is like a 10-day mission. It's the first time, first anybody in our century will be able to like go up and see the moon.
Let's get some influencers up there. I want to see Get Ready With Me's. I want to see, what do I do in a day going to the moon? What, like, I want to see this type of shit from, and I want you to send influencers that people are like, oh, this is going to be good. Like, I want to see Michaela, that Michaela makeup girl out there. Like,
I want to see Caleb Heron going to the moon.
I want to see Caleb Heron going to the fucking moon. I want to see
Victoria Paris going to the moon.
A good fucking batch of people that we're going to be excited for. You know, I don't want to see Mr. Beast up there. Stay here. We want to see Beast Game Season 3. We want to see the perfect social media like crew go up in space. And we don't want them friends either. We want like them like casted perfectly.
And then they play traitors while they're up there.
Yes. Yes. Has nothing to do with space on the moon. I want to see who the fucking traitor is up there.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be awesome, though, the footage they're going to get for this like mission, though, too. Like, yeah, it's going to be some of like the best videos we have ever seen of like the moon up close and all of that.
Yeah.
I'm going to the moon.
Shut up. What is this, Jared? How did you make this? So wait,
what is this?
Jared has a full boarding pass for the Artemis mission.
So they had a thing where you can submit your name and it gets put on like an SD card that goes to the moon, and then they give you like a little boarding pass. So I'm going to the moon.
But how are you going to the moon? Like, what is the, like, are
me
they bring
physically is not going to the moon, but my name is like part of the moon trip.
Digitally, you are going
digitally,
there.
I'm going to
Wait,
the moon.
Wait, I want to go to the moon.
It's too late.
Missed out, bitch. Jared, that's kind of sick.
That's amazing, Jared. I hope you have a great time.
Thank you. I'm very excited
Holy
for my trip.
Shit. They lose your disc.
Sorry, one person didn't make it.
Wow.
Are they going to put something on the screen? Like, part of this mission was boom, boom, like, and put all the names?
Maybe. I think so. I think it's in, like, the official, like, logs of, like, people, not people going to the moon, but, like.
Not Jared in the files.
Kind of like a, like.
So cool.
Like a credit, almost.
Did you donate?
No.
No, it was free.
It was free. Oh. It was just, like, a limited window. It was, like, a one-week
How many
window.
People are typing in, like, my my is going to the moon. Get him off. Ban him. Not in my chat.
We don't do that just here.
The, we don't do that here.
No, we too low. We too low.
We too low. Bang ding ow. Some ting wong. That's terrible. That's terrible. We know. We're just.
No, it's from that.
It was a news coverage.
That was real.
I know. Terrible.
I cannot believe that was fucking real, by the way.
That was like, so offensive.
The fact that they got away with that, whoever put that in, is insane. Insane.
Can we go back to your boarding pass, though? I just want to scan the QR. I want to scan the QR code. What happens?
Oh, yeah. I've never actually scanned
it. It's to a bullshit website. Jared, you got scammed.
I check
so
in,
hard.
Like, we could, like, pick his seat. Like... And it's only 1 million people have registered. Wait, can you still register?
You can still register?
Oh, sign up.
Oh, we all go on the moon. But I kind of want you to.
Let Jared have it.
I want Jared to have it. I want Jared to have it. I do.
Yeah, no, I want Jared to have it too. 1 second, guys. Give me a couple minutes. This is like NASA.gov. Wow.
Yeah, it's legit.
Don't worry. Jared's only going to a Hollywood studio set.
Do you get to watch the launch in person? I think you at least get that. Actually, they can't send 1 million people to do that. But
that's but who knows? The launch they say could happen. Wait, what is it? Mid March right now or mid April? I think it's going to be mid March. Though they thought it was going to happen this month with launches, though they always keep delaying them because it has to be the perfect conditions for it to work. And what's crazy about this one, though, is I believe the way the shuttle is designed, if God forbid something happens, they have this like ultimate eject capsule too that can like save their lives as well upon launching.
I mean, it's about time. Yeah, I mean, they have to have something. Even in any situation, they're able to get out of that. So they're not like, it's not a fucking suicide mission.
And I believe it will be like the first woman as well to be a part of a like moon mission as well. And a person of color as well.
But the thing is, I can't wait for this because I can't wait to see like the footage. You know what I mean? Like, I want to see how they like capture everything. Oh, NASA is so interesting to me.
Also, speaking of designer brands, I think Prada helped with the design of the astronaut.
We talked about it.
Unnecessary. So unnecessary.
Prada.
Yeah, remember?
Or did Prada make SpaceX, or did they do NASA?
We talked about this like a year ago, right?
NASA's like American, right?
Yeah.
Why not do Ralph Lauren?
Yes, Ralph Lauren already had
the Olympics.
Yep, and it probably goes for a year if they can't do that.
Is Prada American? I feel like exclusive. I sound like such a
Prada.
It's Italian.
They're all Italian.
Yeah, what does America have except for Paul
Calvin Robert? Klein, Calvin, we have Tommy Calvin. Hilfiger,
all right,
Ralph Lauren,
all right,
pizza, chimichangas.
Have y'all been watching the JFK Jr. and Carolyn Bessett like show on Hulu? Ryan Murphy's producing it.
No, is it good?
Yes, it's so good.
Really?
Yeah, it was JFK Jr. Remember, he died in the plane crash. Like, they were like the hottest like couple in New York and like in the country. And it's the saddest like love story about them. But just the show, dude, is such
really
a fucking,
good.
Such a vibe. Okay. The soundtrack is great. The outfits are phenomenal. Grading, it's on Hulu, but on Disney and everywhere it has.
Does Ryan Murphy have like an exclusive like deal with Hulu, like where he can't post anywhere? No, he posts stuff on Netflix too.
But it's just, it's so good.
Yeah.
I'm very impressed with it. Highly recommend, but I don't need to spend too long on that.
No, I'll watch it.
Have y'all been keeping up with more of the Olympics and stuff?
You know what? I haven't had really time to watch it.
I just saw there's like a possible, there was a kerfuffle between, I think, Canada and Scotland during curling.
Yes.
Yeah.
One was cheating. I believe a Canadian was cheating.
Cheating.
Yeah. Gets called out on the ice by another curler on the other team. And is like going, "You're cheating." And he's going, "I'm not fucking cheating." He goes, "Well, can't wait to look at the footage." And he goes, "Fuck off." Says that to the guy on the ice.
Mm.
And he is cheating. Well, when you are pushing it and he's like letting go, he like lets his finger like linger on it to like give it a little extra umph. And that is against the rules.
Oh, wait, past the line?
I don't know if it's like past the line or you can only like, you can't, I think, touch the base and the side of it.
Yeah, his finger was on the back side of it.
Yes. But I believe it happened with the men.
Let me watch it.
Or there was another double touching violation, I guess, with the women as well.
Damn, the drama in here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you saw the little poke?
So your hand needs to be off it by the green line.
Probably.
I think off by the green line, and it can't, even if you let go before the green line, you can't touch it again. I think it's kind of like,
once you let go,
yeah,
you can't.
It's kind of like chess. It's like once
imagine
you
trying to do that, though, knowing all of those cameras are on. Like,
but honestly, sometimes I feel like you don't even like realize it. You know, like, you know, no, the cameras are on you.
But I bet you have been so used to maybe doing a little cheat here and there in like the casual world of curling. You kind of forget like, oh shit, I'm at the Olympics. Yeah. I have every fucking camera in the world just out here on me.
It. Whoopsie.
Speaking of curling, fun fact I learned, every like curling stone or whatever is excavated from the same volcano since like the 1500s.
Oh,
yeah. Wow.
And the stones itself like defy the laws of physics, because when you spin something, like if I were to spin this bottle like on the table, it would spin in the opposite direction of where. So if I spun it to the right, it would go to the left. Whereas curling, they spin it to the right and it goes to the right.
Mm.
And they don't know why it does that.
Whoa.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Did you, this popped on my feed too. I don't know figure skating at all, but everybody was so bummed for this kid.
Malinin?
Yes.
Yeah, the American kid.
That like fell.
He did
like
the backflip last week. That was like amazing. Yeah. And he helped like win the team gold, but individually he fucked up.
Yeah, and but people were saying like, I mean, I saw all the comments were saying like, well, the ice wasn't, the ice was melting or something. And I was like, how can you even tell by looking at it that the ice was melting?
Well, I think when you're a pro of being on ice, you know when it starts feeling differently. And the figure skaters were complaining, and the hockey players as well were complaining. And so they fucked up big time on the ice, and he ends up getting 12th, but that was his first round.
Yeah, that was the first round where everybody's freaking out, like, oh, holy shit, he landed it, but then he completely fell.
I saw some
fell.
People were saying, too, like, everybody kept falling in the same spot.
Oh, was that it?
Too? I think there was, like, a certain corner that was, like, kind of
and
messed up.
And it sucks in a figure skating because it's all points-based, too, and once you, like, miss so one, you then have to, like, fight to try to earn up back your points, and then it gets to a place where you're just fully defeated, and this kid was just crushed. And his parents, too, were huge figure skaters and, like, raised him to do this. And, it just breaks my heart when, like, Olympians get so far.
And you could tell, like, as soon as he finished it, he was just like, fuck my life. God.
And
like,
Matty Mastro, too, the half-pipe snowboarder. Oh, I was rooting for her. She acknowledged me on social media because she's a big knitter.
Yeah.
And I was so pumped, stayed up to watch her do it. And she had this big trick that got her down to the finals where she can almost do like a side backflip.
Yeah.
And she was like the only one out of all the girls to like do this trick. But it's finals and you got to nail that trick. And the snow is coming down right out the gate. She goes for it and just doesn't hit it.
Fun.
And it's like right at that point, it's like you're disqualified and like the round's done. And it's just like, damn, everything is right there. You can smell the win. And I was just, I was crushed.
Do you lose that opportunity for the next Olympics when you don't like land something like that?
You can still qualify again.
You can still qualify. Okay.
But, you know, it's just time and practice. And then she's won all the X Games. She's won all the world medals and stuff.
Yeah.
So she's still walking away a champion.
Yeah.
But I was just, I was so crushed for her.
Damn.
There's a sport I wish they would bring back. I think it was from the 80s. I don't know if you guys have seen it. It's, ski dancing?
Yeah.
Like, what?
Figure ski dancing.
Bro, it is so
I gotta see this.
Weird, but I'm like, imagine if they still had that today. I feel like people would be doing some crazy shit.
Yeah. Ski dancing.
It looks so silly. It looks like what you want to do after you've had a couple of drinks on the ski slopes.
Yes.
You're just like, they have their poles and they just like stick them in the ground and do flips.
Yes, that's what it feels like when I go this, down. Just, yes.
That's what I think I'm doing.
Yes.
Go, girl.
But no, this feels like when you have a dream that you're skiing.
Yes. That looks difficult.
When they do this like little like spin glide thing where they're on like the tips, it looks really cool.
That's like, dude, that's like drunk. It's drunk skiing.
She's like taking the poles and rubbing them on her butt. Like,
look at that.
That's fucking hilarious. I have never seen this before.
It makes me want to try it.
Yeah. Mariah would be good at this.
This does look like a Mariah.
Look at this.
That's cool. You know what? Bring it back.
I think it needs to be brought back.
I like it when they just bring back one fun event like a year. And yeah, it doesn't last, but like to have a quirky event, you know?
You know what? You know that dancing where it's like that dancing where it's like the
flacking?
Like goth dance or voguing kind
of. I feel like it's like a very small form of voguing where you're just like, you're kind of like, all right, let's be silly. Wait, that looks really good. Keep going.
I think it's called flacking, Jared.
Flacking. Or like Vogue ballroom dancing. It all kind of like comes from like the same origin.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Also, there was it Breezy Johnson, who was the alpine skier? She wins gold and then gets proposed to. Like, right after she like crosses the finish line.
Wait, that happened?
Yeah, for Breezy Johnson Alpine.
No way.
Which I'm like, okay. And apparently she did communicate that's what she wanted, was to get proposed to.
Oh, okay.
But if you got silver or bronze, would you still want to get proposed to?
Yes, because
has to be gold.
It depends on your ego, maybe.
You're still a winner, though. You're still a winner. You know, you got bronze, you got silver. It's still hard to get.
I think if I was curling and I got like silver, I'd be like, kiss me, babe. Let's do it. I do. I think if it was something like a little less pressurized, gets proposed to. What a moment.
She was one of the athletes we interviewed.
Oh, Breezy Johnson? Mm-hmm. Hey.
I just didn't post it because I'm pretty sure I fucked up on her interview, but Got to. Oh, that's so sweet. Yay, go Breezy.
Get the gold and a ring.
How it's like another month long, right? The Olympics?
I think it's one more week.
It's like three, three and a half weeks, the whole.
I think so.
What hasn't happened yet?
Well, I feel like all of them have happened. Now we're just getting down to finals for other events, too. I'd be surprised if one event really hasn't happened. I've been loving watching bobsled. I didn't realize, like, bobsled, they get, like, it's almost like a 90-degree angle.
I also didn't know that they went that fucking fast.
Yeah.
I watched a POV just the other day, like, of how, and I was like, oh, my God. That's, like, one wrong move. It looks like you would fly literally 4 miles.
I would almost, like, hate going to watch it because it would just be like, boom. Gone, and they don't even come back.
No, but
like, it's not like NASCAR.
You like look down at your phone for 1 second. You're just gone. Like, oh fuck, missed it.
And then the ones I love where it's like luge, but it's the double person, and you just get right on top of your friend, and you guys are just hoping for the best. Just you're the in intimacy, the intimacy of it.
Yeah, There's no need to put another person on top of that. Well, like it should have been a one person thing.
Yeah.
And I just don't know, does the other person, like, is it still like a dual team effort? Like, is one person controlling the brakes and the other person is controlling, like, the navigation? But just we.
There's something about, like, the feet being, like, bow-legged. Like, the feet going like this is just, it looks so funny.
There's got to be one person not doing anything.
Yeah, just like, good job, Steve. Really good. Yeah, we really killed it out there.
Ooh, but you know what? When that butt is like in front of you like that, I don't know. You get crazy. You're just like,
Zane.
It's like you know. It's morning time. The butt's on you. You're like, oh, okay. How long? How long is this happening? Like, how long is the round?
Zane, you would be passing gas to this thing. Zane, be getting so nervous. I know. I just know you'd be like,
imagine in the middle, you're going so fast. As you're going, you're like. Sorry.
Yeah. At least you're going fast. It probably just zips right behind you.
Yeah, but the crop dusting still that you're providing is massive.
1 to 3 minutes. Done.
That's a long. Dude, I'm sure that feels forever.
It's almost as silly as you ever seen the motorcycle sidecar races? But it's like super legit.
Yes.
But the way that they're back and that partner is doing shit.
What, dropping like, bananas? And
No. And the way that they move and they're hanging off the side to try to keep that weight down.
Insane.
Like, they're all over the place.
That is insane.
But like also totally unnecessary. Like, why don't you both get a bike?
Wow.
What were you doing?
Oh my God. Oh, man, you know that hip. Oh,
shattered.
Damn. Oh my God. That's a hip replacement, but like to the extreme.
Oh.
Yeah, y'all, let's get a moment of silence for that hip. I saw this video the other day, which is so interesting because here, pause it. And it's something we've all thought about. Have you ever thought about ever going a certain speed? Like for this instance, they have this truck that's going 80 miles an hour, and then they put a catapult launch on the truck, which makes the person go also 80 miles an hour the opposite way. And like what happens?
Okay.
They pretty much did a test to see if he would land it on the street because you'd be pretty much going zero.
Right.
And they tested it, which is crazy that you'd even test it. But they tested it and it works perfectly. Look at this.
And wait, and does he physically? He's flying still in the air right now. Yeah, and but it just jumps.
They show you in real time. Boom.
Oh, whoa.
Isn't that insane? But imagine being the test. Like, all right, let's do it.
Yeah, you got to like be a true stuntman for it. I mean, if they maybe use like a stunt dummy at first just to know like, okay, it's not going to hit that hard.
The thing is that you still need to put your body in a certain like,
position. You've got to be like, ready for impact and be, you know.
Because I don't think a doll would work.
Whoa, that is crazy.
And
that's a really fast launch too. Just like that, like going the opposite.
Being able to like test that like launch or test that catapult to like hopefully, because one little thing, imagine it goes like 70 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Mistakenly. Like that's.
That's incredible. Physics is unbelievable.
Yeah, the comments are just, I love physics, but I would never trust this. It's like, and another comment was like, I trust my luck more than physics sometimes. And that this is exactly an example of why I would never do this. But that this is something where after you do it once, you're like, let's do it again.
No, like, yeah, I want to try
it's
it.
It's like you feel how like safe it actually is. You're like, all right, let's do it again.
Again.
It
kind of reminded me. Have you seen the Red Bull BMX bike on top of the train with all the ramps?
Yes.
But he's still, and the only thing moving is the train.
Oh, because he's going the same.
But he stays in one spot. And the train looks is just like moving below him.
That's wild.
Dude, Matt, it's the coolest thing in the world to watch.
Dude, Red Bull's insane. Dude, Red Bull must be having so much fun as a brand. Just like,
oh, yeah. Just to be like an Imagineer on their team coming up with all of this and getting to execute it.
This is such a sick idea. All right, watch this.
Oh, yeah. The camera is totally still. And he's just riding it all the way through as it moves under him.
Wow. Wild.
This looks so cool.
You know what this looks like? A video game. Like, you know when you play those iPhone games where you're like the...
It looks like Mario. Like the old school Mario.
It's got to be like so pretty sick. Trippy for him still knowing physically he's in the same place. Yeah. Like he's not seeing the movement like passing by him. It's all under him. It's like got to be like on moving walkway.
Yeah.
That's got to be a great feeling.
Wow.
That's so cool.
So cool. What would you call... Damn. What sport would you call... Like what would that be called? If it was an Olympic sport.
Like a physics stunts? Stunt physics?
Stationary biking?
Like, yeah.
Still riding.
Oh,
there
okay.
you go. Still trick jumping.
Train hopping.
Train hopping. There you go.
Very good. I saw another video that I saw was they make a chessboard now where it does not allow you to make a wrong move. It's like it's built by like magnets. So if you make a wrong move or you like try cheating, it actually moves you back to the spot.
Okay, so it can
really
get,
sick.
Yeah.
Hold on. I don't think I understand.
So like the opposing side is magnetic, but there's also different modes where it can be like if you think you're making a right move, it'll correct you and going, that's not a right
move. And I'll bring you all the way back and it moves every piece out of the way. So crazy. Dude, I feel like it's a Harry Potter chessboard.
When I make my move, then you're free to check the king. No, Ron, don't. He can't. There must be another way.
And you know what? I bet you they got this idea from the Sorcerer's Stone, Harry Potter movie.
Of course.
For sure. They saw that. They're like, I think we can make this. And they did it. The only thing we're missing is that these chess pieces now need to have arms where it comes out and they just hit each other.
I like chess, but I don't like playing chess against people who are good at chess. Then it's not fun.
But you know how to play it?
Yeah, I know how to play it. And I lose every time.
Yep.
Do you play on your phone, like against a computer, or are you...
No, the Duolingo now has chess on it that is pretty great and can teach you like great moves and stuff.
But you play against somebody in another language?
No, I think you play like a computer. Like it's just teaching you moves, like the way it's teaching you a language and stuff.
They have games on Duolingo?
Yeah, they have math as well.
Okay, now I can get behind it.
I'm on like a 202-day streak right now.
All right, good job, man.
I love it. It's really addicting. It's a fun way to like, it's just, I look forward to like earning all the points and it's very incentivizing. Shout out to Selma Kiddo. I don't know if she's a listener out there, but she added me to her super family plan and I love it.
You know what Duolingo should do? And I'm sure they may do this, but good idea. Imagine I'm like on a Duolingo class where I'm learning how to speak French. And after a year, I'm gathering all these points where maybe in the end, if I have enough points, that can book me a trip to France.
Zane just trying to make money off of
it. Yeah, you just want everything for free.
No, so can I make money off it? Like,
But this is a great way for Duolingo to bring more people in as an incentivization.
It would be cool. My only complaint about Duolingo is I wish the sentences they're teaching you were like practical to traveling. Like they're really truly teaching you just the fundamentals of the language. But like, I don't need to learn how to say like the boy eats the apple. I want to like know where is the bathroom or like, can I have the check, please?
That's true.
It doesn't like give you travel phrases.
I think it's because they want you to like
learn it from the ground up. Yeah,
because
properly.
It's like that's how they teach English. It's like it's like you learn certain words, how they work together. And then
I've never understood how people are able to learn a language from watching TV.
That's crazy. That makes no sense to me.
Because when I watch like a Spanish movie or a Korean film or whatever, I have no context as to what the words or sounds mean and like what they're associated with.
Yeah, I've heard people, when they're like pregnant, they spend a lot of time watching Spanish soap operas and then they know how to speak it. I'm like, okay. No, I think it's great if you're learning a language already, like on something like Duolingo, go watch a movie and then you'll start putting the pieces of the puzzle together going, oh, that's that phrase. And they're translating it there in that moment. And you start hearing it better.
Yeah.
But yeah.
No, I'll never understand how babies learn to talk.
It's just natural. Like, it's within us.
No, like they're literally like just hearing it. And then they just bro.
Yeah.
They're watching a movie. It's insane.
I couldn't do that. Like if you put me somewhere and that I didn't know, like I just heard it, I don't think I'd be able to pick it up like that.
Oh yeah, especially bilingual babies too. Like parents like who can both speak different languages and they teach their babies another language on the side as they're teaching their baby English. It's crazy.
I can't even remember English words. Mm-hmm. If you say a sentence to me, I'm not going to remember that shit in 20 minutes. So how the hell am I supposed to remember a whole fucking language?
I really want to learn another language, but I have like a hard time committing to one. Like, I don't know which one I would want to pick. So like that kind of prevents me from doing it.
Which one do you think would benefit you the most? Like if you were, well, I guess because if like Mariah's like, you know, half Italian or whatever, maybe that.
But
that
like
fun.
I'm not thinking about it like, oh, which one would I benefit from? I'm just like, which one, like, because it takes a long time. It's not just something that you just like.
Yeah.
And not even that I think I would really like speak them. It would just be like fun to be able to.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know what I would pick.
Yeah.
Because like there's so many that would be so cool. Like Mandarin would be so sick to learn.
And but I committed to Mandarin because I did it in college thinking I would be like a venture capitalist going to China. And right now I'm learning it because I'm about to go to China. But after I finish going to China, I'm going to go full Japanese, I think.
Homenji.
That is Mandarin. Yeah. Very good.
Bro, I thought Red Note was the move.
Yeah, I was just going to say it.
I can't believe I did a full story posting my Red Note page. Like, it was going to be the next fucking thing. So crazy.
I love watching polyglots, though, like people who know all different types of languages. They do like word on the street things and they go up to people, go, where are you from? I bet I can speak your language. And someone's Nigeria. And then you start speaking it fully with them. It's so impressive. I think also when you just get to practicing one languages, other languages come a little bit easier. If the thing is, it's just getting it off your chest and speaking it and practicing it. And because there's a bit of like fear and vulnerability with that where you feel a little silly and dumb.
Yeah.
But once you get over that, picking up other languages becomes a little bit easier.
And I love seeing the their eyes literally glow and them smile when like, because people are like off always, like when you're like, there's a barrier language, you're just like kind of off. And then the moment you hear someone speak your language, you just smile and you become like family. Like to me, that's so worth it.
Yeah.
For to like learn the language. Just like humanity. You just feel connected.
We all knew the same language. Just the peace that could come from it. Everything is just sometimes lost in translation.
Yeah.
It's cool though. We're getting to this day and age though, where like digitally translating on the spot is becoming easier and easier. But I hope that doesn't lose like the art and the respect of actually like learning a language too.
Yeah.
Cause that like, that's the furthest you can go of like connecting with a whole other human.
Mm-hmm.
I think America needs to do better about getting kids learning other languages at a much earlier age. I feel like we're always way too late to the game. We expect the whole rest of the world to know English.
Well, I feel like they do, because wasn't it mandatory and like while we were in school to like learn?
We had to pick one. But
yeah, but it's like by the time middle school rolls around, you get exposed to one, and then you have to do like what, two semesters or maybe two years in high school. But when you're younger, the plasticity of your brain is able to soak things in deeper.
Yeah, but also I mean my teacher was awesome because he was passing us, but he was not strict at all. Like the fact that I don't know a lick of Spanish but I passed both Spanish classes means that the teacher was literally just handing us our passing grades. I think he was
you forget too if you don't use it. Like I forgot so much sign language.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
You gotta practice.
I thought you know it. I thought you know it now.
He knows Lips of an Angel by Hender.
I can like sign with a deaf person, but it's like if I forget something, I'll just fingerspell it.
Right.
Which I think is still amazing, by the way.
That would be the equivalent of like me having a sentence with you and being like, do you want to go to
GROCERYSHOUSE?
Like it's just like.
Yeah. But it's still much better.
Yeah.
Most people. So that's good.
I don't know how to explain it, but like if you didn't know something in another language, I guess you could still spell it out.
Yeah. If you knew all the letters like that and you knew how to spell everything. in that yeah. language.
But it's wild. ASL is different in all different countries too.
Yeah.
Like, because it's American Sign Language.
Oh, shit.
They sign differently. Even like in England too, it's a different form of sign language.
That's mm-hmm. insane.
So wow. It's not as like universal as you think it is. There's so many sects to it.
I forgot there could be deaf Chinese people.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yes. They're all
I thought
out there.
They'd be signing in American in English too. like home in American sign language is not the same as
it might be.
It might be. There's certain roots and stuff like that. Like that's why
a lot of them are like visual. So book.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Like I feel like that's probably the same for a bunch.
Yeah.
Speaking of ASL, I don't know if this is like new technology. I just saw the video, but I think these two students at MIT developed these gloves that can audibly translate ASL in real time.
Whoa.
Which is pretty cool.
Wait, so you're saying something and the gloves will...
Like you sign it out and then you have a digital device on you that speaks out loud whatever it is you're signing on the spot.
Yeah.
Name is Thomas. And this
that's
is...
That's really cool.
Wow.
Nice.
That's sick.
That's great.
So that's pretty cool.
That's really cool. I love that.
Yeah, did you see who bought the Breaking Bad house?
Yes. Is that real?
I guess so. He said it on live stream. Like, yeah, I bought it.
Yeah, which is crazy. That happened right after we talked about it last episode.
I know.
Wild.
Just crazy how he was the first one in line going, yeah, I want it.
Yeah.
And he says, I think he wants to restore it like exactly to how it was and everything.
Which is exactly what we were saying before he bought it. It's like, so they need to go back to exactly what that set looks like and just have it. And that's probably what he's doing. He's probably, honestly, he probably listened to our podcast.
Yeah.
I think so, maybe.
I think
he says he
royalties.
Wants also like the cast members to like also profit off of it, which like, I don't know if like you're saying, oh, money needs to go to Bryan Cranston's pockets or if there maybe was just side characters
just
on the show.
I just
who,
don't
like,
think, yeah, I don't
maybe
think
aren't rolling in the dough as much.
Yeah, I don't think they really care to make money off that, but it could go to like a, you know, it could like benefit, like go to cartels that need the money.
Dear.
Imminent
flash
alert.
Flash flood warning
in this area till 2 p.m.
I mean, dude, it was heavy fucking raining.
I gotta get over the hill.
Oh my god, imminent threat is just scary.
Yeah, because this is dangerous and life threatening. That's what it says.
Just scary.
It's raining that hard there right now.
It's raining cats and dogs.
I mean, it's definitely like wow. consistent rain. I don't say it's hard, but I just think some areas are just not equipped to
this
proper.
Entire city.
Oh,
is
we got
not-
another one.
What?
Another alert. Oh, I think they did it double for me because they know that I don't see these notifications. That's nice of them. All right. I think that's all. That's all, folks.
A bleep, bleep, bleep.
That is all, folks. Thank you so much for tuning into another episode of Unfiltered. You can check out these episodes every Monday, audio form, and every Tuesday, video form on youtube.com/Zane and Heath every week, every month, all year long, all of our lives.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to check out our Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath, we keep these cameras rolling and you get an extended cut of every single podcast episode. We do a live Q&A every month, a bonus episode every month, and they're all ad-free early access episodes on patreon.com/Zane and Heath.
Unwinders, we'll see you in 5 seconds. For the rest, we'll see you next week. We love you so much, and toodles and boodles and doodles.
Toodles.
Peace and blessing.
All right, unwind.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $1 million each for stolen funds, fees for experts and lawyers, and out-of-pocket expenses. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join now and save up to 30% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.